Welcome to Live Healthy, Be Healthy with Drs. Jim and Janine Fox of Doctors Nutrition. We continue our journey to better health through proper nutrition, supplementation, and knowledge. And now, here are Drs. Fox and Live Healthy, Be Healthy.
Thank you for listening in to In the News with Doctors Nutrition and Live Healthy, Be Healthy. I'm Dr. Jim Fox.
And I'm Dr. Janine Fox.
And in this episode, we've got something really interesting. We hear this all the time.
We hear it every day, probably.
Every day. You know, everybody says, well, I'm going to be good most of the week, and then I can really do what I want to do on the weekend.
Right. And this study that just came out on January the 20th at the University of New South Wales.
Yeah, in the land down under.
The headlines were weekend binges just as bad for the gut as a regular junk food diet.
Ooh.
Yes.
So, boy, that's going to hurt a lot of people's feelings.
Oh, yeah. So people thinking, you know, I can eat what I want on the weekends and I can be good during the week and I'm going to be healthy, healthy, healthy.
Yeah, well, this study shows that's not true.
And we tell people all the time, you know, you have to, you know, want, I think you even talk about a book that you've read, Fat Chance by Dr. Lustig.
Yeah.
And he says you have a birthday once a year.
Right. That's his common answer to it. You know, everybody asks, well, how often can I do this? And he says, well, everybody has a birthday once a year, so, you know, have a piece of cake. And that's about it. And, you know, people look at us like, oh, my God, you're going to restrict me to where I can't eat anything? Well, it depends on if you got that metabolic syndrome and so on. That's going to be a big factor. But this is talking about the microbiota or the beneficial bacteria in your gut.
Right. And you'll, if you listen to our podcast and if you've listened to us in the past, you know that we talk about that a lot.
A lot.
Because it is so important to overall health. We know that 70% of our immune system comes from the gut. And that's what this study's talking about, is how much it affects the gut microbiome, even to be bad on the weekends.
Yeah, and what they talk about that microbiota, which is the good bacteria, and of course that and affects your immune system. But they also talked about certain gastrointestinal conditions, such as the inflammatory bowel disease and obesity.
Ooh. Right. And people think, you know, well, I'm good all week, and I just do it on the weekends. Why am I still gaining weight?
Well, you know, we hear that one. Like I say, we hear it all the time, Janine, because we deal with people all the time in our practice that, you know, we're trying to help them lose weight, regain their health, if you will, and, you know, something's wrong, they're not losing weight, and they say, well, I have a really good diet. Now, I've kind of gotten to where I tell them, okay, we've got to get you a really bad diet then, because now they think it's a bad diet when you can't eat cake every weekend.
Yeah.
It's really not true, but.
And I do say, if you're going to do something, and, you know, we talk about diet changes and lifestyle changes a lot. It's not diets, it's lifestyle changes.
It is.
Learn to make your own things. If you're going to do something, and if you want a treat, make it from scratch.
And you can make some treats.
And you can make it using the lower glycemic sweeteners.
You surely can.
You can use the coconut nectar.
Mm-hmm.
You can use stevia. You can use some of the things that might be a little better for you, instead of when you go out there and get the regular junk food, and you get the pre-processed packaged food, you're not only getting the sugar, you're getting really bad fat.
Mm-hmm.
And you're also getting all these preservatives.
Well, you are that. And, you know, and typically, you know, it's going to be made with some sort of standard wheat or grains and so on. And, you know, of course, not only are you getting the bad stuff there, you're getting yourself a load of glyphosate.
Yes. So you're getting the genetically modified foods. You're getting.
Right.
So it is. There's a lot to it. So I do say, okay, if you're going to do something, because, I mean, we get hungry for stuff occasionally.
Sure.
And I'll make it. But it's a lot different
too.
I don't ever use grains.
Mm-hmm.
I don't use your regular sweeteners.
Right.
I don't use your regular everyday ingredients. And so you just have to learn to cook differently.
Yeah, because this particular study, and like I say, again, it shows that if you eat good all week, but yet you throw in that weekend of eating whatever you want, as everybody always tells us, you know, you're actually doing just as much damage as if you ate a junk food diet every day.
Right. And
not going to change anything.
In this study, they looked at things like the metabolic markers and body weight and fat mass and insulin and leptin. And we know that the insulin, and I think that's one reason why you can't just do it on the weekend, because we see when you have a really bad junk food diet, you have really high insulin levels.
Right.
Those really high insulin levels make you store fat, and it makes you hungry all the time.
Yeah. You know, and to reverse that high insulin is going to take, in some people, in some cases, several years.
Right. It's not a, you know, if you
not
do
overnight.
It, if you do it for 5 days and then you start it, you start the process over again, you never get over that. And they even showed in this when they fed, they used, of course, did some studies on some rats.
Mm-hmm.
And when they fed them a good diet all the time, they ate less food. If they fed them the good diet 5 days a week and then junk food 2 days a week, 2 to 3 days a week, then what they found is those rats even ate more food overall, even when they were eating healthier than the other rats. So,
and I think that's what happens with our
right,
human patients,
it does.
Too.
It increases mm-hmm. your insulin, and it makes you more hungry. And I always tell people that come in, you do it. I mean, your first 2 weeks is the hardest because you have to get over that hump. And after that, your stomach shrinks, your insulin levels go down, you're not wanting all that stuff anymore.
Right.
Because people always say, well, what can I do for my cravings? I said, stop eating it.
Yeah, it's sort of like in a craving for anything. If you if you've been a smoker and you had to stop that, you just simply have to stop.
Right. I mean, you can't just have a cigarette mm-hmm. on the weekends and then
right.
think that you don't want one on the weekdays.
Or if you're an alcoholic and you have a drink on the weekends, and that doesn't work either.
It doesn't work either.
Right. Right. Same thing. So really interesting study, Janine. I thought maybe this will give somebody a little
information. Yeah, we just wanted to kind of put it out there because we tell people that. But here's a study that kind of backs up what we say. Yeah. So we wanted to let people know because our In the News segment is to give you information of the current research and not just our opinion.
That's right. And this research and this information is so you can actually live healthy and be healthy.
So long. And thanks for listening to Live Healthy, Be Healthy with Drs. Jim and Janine Fox, a presentation of Doctors Nutrition. Please call our toll-free customer service number, 1-800-824-0194, for more information or with any questions you may have. Find out more online. Log on to drsnutrition.com. Find the archive of shows and articles at drsnutritionmedia.com.